Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat!
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Rayside.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing!
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful. Then we have Chris and Karen. Their scores were 7, 7, 6, and 6 for a total of 26. There's something slightly off with the judging panel when Bruno is giving you a lower mark than Craig Revel-Hallwood.
That seemed a bit weird and almost as if Craig was like irritated.
Yes, I think so. And I think, I mean, there is a, you know, the entertainment side of Strictly, this isn't a competitive sport. And there is a sense of, I am sure there has been some kind of production meeting where they're sort of going, it's time for Chris to move aside now. Mm. And so those low marks, they didn't seem to come necessarily from the dance that they'd watched, but more from a sense of...
In general.
Yeah. Okay. You know, this is going one direction, so we're going to move it that way quicker.
Yeah.
And it felt a bit like that. They danced to Queen's Somebody to Love. I watched this imagining that this was Karen and Maya's wedding dance. Enjoyed that. Barely saw through the tears.
It was a Viennese waltz and it was a weird choice of tune.
What would you like to dance to if someone gave you a tune?
Oh, that's a great question. If I was doing a Viennese waltz,
Mr. Vane, that's a good one.
Yeah, Barbie Girl.
I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility that someone has done a dance to Barbie Girl.
I bet they haven't, but I don't think it's 3/4.
Chris's arm was a little bit slack in this, and he looks a bit namby-pamby for me. Didn't like to see the way he was wasting that opportunity with Karen Howe.
And he is a bit... He just sort of looks the wrong shape all the time.
It doesn't help that they dress him badly as well.
Right.
So everyone else they'll put in, like, you know, like Kelvin was in his tails and, you know, Karim's been in sort of beautiful white suit. Chris in this one had a sort of brocaded zip-up jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He jumpsuited
with a really, really sort of gold zip.
Yeah, it made him look a little bit like a restaurant in an upmarket Indian restaurant.
Yep.
I did not like it as a look. It didn't help do him any favours. No. They are very much a couple who lack chemistry. You get the impression they're good mates.
Possibly, or because...
Or are they hiding it?
Well, yeah, because my fiancé was pointing out that they didn't touch each other during the after bit upstairs with Claudia. And she was saying they're either like doing it loads and hiding it, or there's something really off.
Yeah, I think it's off. And I think what it's come down to is I think she is a tremendous dancer. And I think she was hoping that this year would be the year that she gets to go to the final. I think one of the things that really is underreported about all of Strictly is actually how competitive the dancers are. These are people at the top of their profession.
Yeah.
And, you know, to win Strictly is not a prize in a game show. It's a serious thing for them. And I think when they are put with someone who isn't able to take them where they want to go, I think it must be very frustrating.
That first week, I really wish, I don't know, maybe they do this, but they should do it in future if they don't.
Mm.
Because certainly in the early days, didn't they have the celebrity in the room and then the dancer would come in?
Yes. Yeah.
They should do it the other way around. So have the dancer in the room, have the celebrity come in and have the dance go, oh, fuck.
That's a really good idea. That is an excellent idea. But as you say, I mean, the people who follow Strictly, of course, they are following as much for the dancers as the people they're dancing with.
Mm.
And I think that there is so much Strictly talk and sort of side project. And I say that as very much an unofficial low-hanging fruit of that ilk. But one of the things I think that they should do is they should take the dancing far more seriously and the dancers far more seriously.
Yeah.
I think the reason they don't is they don't want to build up their profiles and then they'll have to renegotiate their fees.
There is that.
Which have
There's been quite a lot
grand.
Of turnover, though, hasn't there? There weren't very many dancers that I...
There's always been the suggestion that quite a lot of the dancers get a bit too big for their boots.
Ooh.
And so they begin doing commercial stuff and then they begin saying, I've got an agent and I want to have a look at this fee. And it's just easier and quicker for everybody to just go, well,
just
you
them.
Are no longer a part of this show. Thank you very much for your call. I thought we were going to go click. <You know? laughs> So, yeah, there's a certain amount of turnover. But as we get into the period as well where a lot of big names are not going to be doing Strictly, or we've gone through most of the people that would do it.
Mm.
I think, you know, that focus on dancers would be a really, really good idea.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Because there must have been a point where Anton has just gone, oh, come on!
Yes. He had his own show for a while, the quiz show. Was it called The Wall? It was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
was that...
and it had a moving wall that just used to flatten people.
Yeah, my friend Marcus went on the first episode of that.
Ah, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that show.
It was ridiculous. It was really funny.
It was so much
they
more fun.
They sort of dressed up, they dressed celebrities as sperms and then knocked them over with a massive foam wall. I mean, what's not to love?
I think Danny Dyer's got one at the moment, which I think is also called The Wall.
Oh.
And it's when I heard that he's doing that one, they've sort of advertised it on Strictly where they go, join Danny Dyer afterwards, The Wall. The first thing I think is, does that mean the good wall is no longer, you know, that name is not even a thing where they're going, well, what if the good wall comes back? They're not doing it. They're just like, the wall is now the bad wall. Oh, bring back the good wall. I felt that the whole thing about this as well was I thought Karen, she looked so sad at the end of it when the judges were there. She wasn't hopeful in any way. The dream that they might be able to pull this out the bag and make the final, I think, was really dead for her.
Yeah.
And she looked constantly as if she was about to burst into tears.
Oh.
It was really sad to see, especially when Chris was still sort of joking around.
Yeah.
You know, when you meet horrible couples and there's a bloke who's really boorishly going, ah, 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 and there's a woman next to him who's really
tired.
Upset, tired. Yeah. It felt a bit like that. I'm not saying he's boorish, Chris. I think he's a genuine, lovely young man. But just that was the visual image that I got.
Stop making jokes and learn the dance, Chris.
Yes. Shirley said, too many mistakes, but I admire you.
I mean, that's a thousand needles, isn't it?
It really is. Please just say I was great. And Bruno said...
You were definitely here.
Yeah, well, Bruno, this is the first dance in the semi-final. And Bruno says, we really appreciate your hard work and what you put into the show. I've not gone yet.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's absolutely what your boss says to you just before you're fired.
Yes. Isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you for all your hard work.
And poor old Chris is still sort of like, oh, well, you know, might do it. I've beaten the odds.
Got one more duck. Oh.
You got Karen standing next to him like an owner taking a bouncing dog to the vets, knowing that it's too expensive to fix. then we had Karim and Amy, and they danced their Argentine tango.
Oh, you got to love an Argentine tango.
That's good, isn't
it?
It's often a highlight in Strictly because it's just that's the one that I think we all go, that's proper dancing.
We had one class of Argentine tango at drama school.
Mm-hmm.
I could have had sex with everyone in the room after that. It was amazing.
I think at drama school you can.
Yeah.
There was a little video to start this up where it's been round. I mean, it's very much a producer's idea of what entertainment is. And they've gone round and got the public to just say, you know, come on, Andrews, or whatever it would be. This had a little thing where Amy turns to Karim and she goes, I got something to cheer you up a bit. And she gave him the laptop. And there was a couple who just went, good luck, Karim and Amy. And it was really flat. And I thought, oh, this is not a great start.
He was very good, though, this is so moving. Thanks, everyone.
He is.
Those videos were great because everyone, all the celebrities, after they'd seen their videos, said, it's so brilliant because I'm not doing this for me.
Yes.
I'm doing it for the people.
Yeah, it's...
No, you're not.
It's like when people say, I just don't want my kids to be proud of me. They don't care.
No.
You're just doing a silly show. And this, I mean, I think my favourite is Kelvin actually said after one of his, he said, I'd like to thank everyone, but I don't know the names.
Yeah, you
know?
That's great.
Oh. Amazing.
Just to be clear, if I'm ever on Strictly Come Dancing, I'm only doing it for me.
Good. This was an odd one for me because it really showed up. The relationship between Amy and Karim is one that we find fascinating. And it's basically the relationship between a quite pushy stage school mother and her talented but very, very pressurised son.
Right. She did talk about him being like a little brother.
She did.
So I thought, they're probably not doing it then.
They always get to a thing at the end of their dances, which have been, by and large, phenomenally good. Mm. They get to a bit where, you know how her dances end one of two ways. The dancers either hold hands and then turn away and walk off. And you go, oh, what could have been? Or they turn to each other and they go, we're about to have a kiss. Right? That's the only way that dances can end. And Karim, whenever he gets into, like he did in the last dance here, whenever they have the bit where their heads turn in, I think you're always about a third of a second away from Amy going, look, Karim, I really like you, but it always seems like that. I think of you as a little brother, really. Oh, cheers, mate. Rubbish. Spent 50 quid down Garfunkel's tonight. Shouldn't have bothered. She's quite a bit taller than him, and that really showed
that
up
does,
in this.
Yeah,
in
that
this,
doesn't help.
In this tango.
Does it?
And they've hidden that really well previously. I think they've always seemed to be quite sort of on the level, but I think she had to wear her big heels for this one.
Oh, and the other, having talked about the dancers being stars and things, Vincent came back.
Yes.
And he trained them in the Argentine
Tango. Like a
little
cameo of sort of going.
And he looked like a sort of, you know, grizzled grown-up man.
Didn't he?
Man.
I've come out of retirement for one last thing. I passed. Do you know what that's like? That's like if you had a film about dance, so Step Up, for example, which is superb. If you have Step Up, it's a
I'm
bit like...
I'm learning so much about you, I would never...
I can't remember who's in Step Up, but it might be someone like Mandy Moore. And Step Up wasn't a huge hit at the cinema, but it did well on DVD. And so about 6 years afterwards, they go, we could make Step Up too. But they go, oh, but Mandy Moore, she's like 23 now. No one wants to see an old woman dancing on stage. And so what they'd get is they'd get Mandy Moore in to sort of be the woman who sort of goes, yeah, I remember when I did it, you know, and this is how you do it. And I'll pass on my tricks.
Like Rocky's trainer.
Exactly like Rocky's trainer. And that's what Vincent felt like.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him the formula. I loved all that. Little cameos. You don't see, and he has done some It Takes Two and things like that, but you don't see the old dancers enough. Bring them back.
Yeah.
Have a big like room full of them, like coaching Anton.
Wasn't there a bloke called Ian, early doors?
Yeah.
He was the one I'd have wanted to dance with.
Yeah, he still does a bit of It Takes Two every now and then.
Oh, jolly good. He seemed nice.
Yes, he did. I think they've obviously kept the ones around that are nice.
Yeah, he seems kind. Yeah. I'd have needed a kind one.
It would be fantastic if they put on season one, just so you could watch it and you could see all those people, that you know, the dancers that you didn't know. And you would know now, you'd go, impossible to work with. Genuinely horrible person. Who is it? I don't know. That's how I know he's horrible. You know? Karim and Amy danced to this really generic music in this Argentine tango, which I thought was a shame because the music is another thing that really is part of the excitement. I think if they'd have slapped them in with the James Bond theme, this would have been legendary. Just that. And then you know what the James Bond theme is.
I a little.
Don't need to try and help you out with what sounded like a monkey laying an egg.
for a minute, I just thought you were having a stroke. So.
It didn't move me, this dance, I've got to say.
Yeah, it didn't particularly. It looked like it was technically really brilliant.
Yeah, and difficult.
Yeah, yeah. But that's mainly, it just looked really hard.
And something being difficult, going, oh, I did it and it was really difficult. You go, but did it make it better?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Then do something a bit easier that's going to look cool.
Exactly. Do something really easy that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Yeah. That's my career.
Yeah. And then we
apart from the brilliant bit.
And then we came back round and we started from the top again. So we had Anton and Emma doing their waltz, which got an 8, 2 9s and a 10 for 36.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself aging watching this?
I did, yeah. I mean, like you were saying, that post-war thing, I almost think it's pre that.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like you should, you know, Anton should have been dressed as a GI.
That would be a good look for him.
It would. I got to say, I think it would work.
He worked really hard in this not to over gun and over emotes.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, and yeah. It was so much better as a result.
Yeah. It was nice to have something of a different tempo, but you do get, you know, it's a Saturday night.
Mm.
It's a Saturday night entertainment show. The jumping around ones are always going to work.
Yeah.
Better.
Entirely, yeah. They're just more, they get your heart racing. They're more memorable.
Yeah.
But this one was like, I don't know.
It was nicely done.
It was, wasn't it? I wrote down, it is old fashioned, but when they do it that well, you cannot fail to be delighted. It was just lovely to watch. It's watching experts do things well.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, even if it's something you don't think you like, watching it done well, you go, oh, lovely.
Oh, fair enough.
Like watching someone carve a spoon. You know, I've got no interest in that. I'd love to
carve a spoon.
I bet it's on YouTube. It'll be 12 minutes and it'll just look like a knife going through butter.
There's a bloke in Hackney.
Barn the Spoon. Yeah. We should all go and watch it.
Let's go and see Barn the Spoon.
When the podcast ends, all of us head down Barn the Spoons.
Yeah.
Don't tell him why we're there. Just stay outside and stare in.
There we go. We'll set a date.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
I'm doing the man in the iron mask.
Oh, Lord Lucan.
The Holinwell incident.
The Versailles time slip of 1901.
Tamam Shud.
Who was Caspar Hauser?
The Dyatlov Pass incident.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I've no idea how you pronounce it.
It sounded right.
Dyatlov. I'll be doing some deeply culturally sensitive accents throughout this.
Russians don't listen to things.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kelvin and Oti then came back out for their Paso, and they danced to Seven Nation Army.
That's a Paso Doble.
Yeah.
But it's called a Paso.
Yeah, because people are very busy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't think
because it's your friend.
Yes. I don't think there's a Paso single. I'm not sure. There might be.
Well, I think we should invent it if there isn't
one. It'd be great if someone just comes out and does the Paso Doble, but without a partner. And that's what it is. It'd be amazing.
Paso Single.
They danced to Seven Nation Army, which the White Stripes. Which,
yeah.
I thought this week... Because it's election week, I thought, oh, that's quite interesting. Because you know that as well from the chant, oh, Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, quite. Yeah. And they got a bit of a chant, didn't they, when they came
back
up?
Yeah, they got, oh, Kelvin and OT. But I thought it'd be great if everyone had turned around and just started chanting, oh, Jeremy Corbyn. But it is funny when you put someone who's the best dancer and you do it with a song which has a little bit of, you know, left-leaning politics. I was like,
yeah,
good, happy with that.
Interesting.
Well
there's,
done,
there's
BBC.
There's BBC balance. Oh, yeah.
There are colonels listening to this all up and down the country writing to the BBC now, furious.
Yeah.
Demanding Ofcom take action.
They probably needed to put Angela Rippon in after that just to distract them.
Yes. Dear BBC, I...
Oh, hello. Nothing.
my monocle's steamed up. again, this you know, was a beautiful dance, this. Kelvin was wearing a top that was sheer.
Essentially netting.
Yes.
And a leather cummerbund. Which was distracting.
Yeah. It is funny, but because I do sort of think, if he had his chest bare, you'd sort of go, that's fine. But putting the gauze over it made it 30 times naughtier.
Yes, definitely.
Being able to see his nipples immediately, you'd be like, nipples. Yep. Under the gauze, you go,
like, oh, are those
naughty Kelvin.
Sneaky nipples.
Someone's got a dark side.
Someone's got a slightly hairy chest, but how hairy? We just don't know.
You see what I mean? That's actually acceptable because he's the only person you can legitimately sexually harass.
Wow. He's got lovely arms, hasn't he?
He has. Long.
Limey.
Long.
Oh, good.
Imagine
arms.
Imagine the stuff he could get off your shelves.
Oh, he's the dream.
Kelvin, can you get the Christmas lights? I've already done it, but you're still sitting down. Long arms. Like Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four.
Watch me do this.
I thought this was absolutely fantastic. They are the only dancers in this series who have any sort of like sexual chemistry.
Do you think they're doing it?
I wish they were, but that I have seen his family videos he's done.
Oh,
and
okay.
His wife seems delightful. His children are wonderful. And he like a really nice guy. So I don't think he is. But I sort of hope they do it briefly. Maybe 20 minutes. And no one ever finds out. I just think that would be good for them.
Has there been... Because obviously the podcast is called The Curse of Strictly.
It
and the
is.
Famous, the famous Curse of Strictly
yeah,
is
yeah.
doing it.
Yep. Had we started last year...
Oh.
We would have been talking a lot more about that.
Yeah.
When we started it, the idea was we wanted to do a Strictly podcast that looked into not just the sort of the front end of it, but looking at the stuff that's in the... it's already infecting me. It looks, you know, but looked at the stuff that happens behind the scenes, which the BBC never ever talk about and they hate to address. And they only address it with, like they did last year with the Sean Walsh and Katya thing.
Yeah.
When they were still active in the competition and it became the elephant in the room that they had to... do. Well, we thought, well, you know, we'll be able to talk all about that. How exciting would it have been to do it last year? Well, I mean, everyone's behaved perfectly this year.
Really?
Thanks, gang. Oh. Appreciate that.
So no one's been doing it?
Well, apparently not. No, I think there were a couple of... I had my sense... I just felt there were a couple of couples who might have been.
Who?
People who went out in the midway point. I'm not even going to say who they are. I think I probably...
Oh, come
it, but,
on.
No, I just... Do you know what it was? And it's exactly like Ali, your fiancé, said.
Mm.
Bad chemistry when they're on TV. And they wouldn't look at each other. They wouldn't touch each other. And you sort of go, that's what people in offices do when they've had affairs.
Yes.
Where you go, why are they being sort of so off? They never even clock each other. You sit in the room and they don't look at each other. And you go, ah... course doing it. This was a you know, just a good they move together so well, Kelvin and Oti, and that lends itself to you going, I would, you know, I don't want to watch you having sex, but I would like you to have sex because I think you both be really good at it. And they were sort of a bit sculptural, and it was really, really good. I like the contemporary stuff when it feels much more fresh, and
yeah,
you know, I like the idea that the dancers are going, this is the stuff that I like doing now, rather than I'm gonna have to fit into a mold.
And there's a story.
Mm.
So with a waltz, the story is,
yeah,
I'm doing a waltz.
Yes.
But with other stuff,
yeah, you can go, we're two spurned lovers pulled apart by circumstance, but we're going to come back out, and the year is 3250. You know, but yeah, you're absolutely right. The waltz is basically going, can we go around the room holding hands without falling over for a minute and a half?
Yeah. So all the thought processes in Pass or whatever is, I am the sexy one, and you are the sexy one as well. But you are a bull. You are a sexy bull, and I'm going to. Oh, and maybe you will kill me, but maybe you will not. And in the waltz, the thinking is. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
What if two handkerchiefs had a dance? Yeah, just, it's a strange one, isn't it? The judges, again, here were trying to manage expectations for Kelvin. And I think you don't really want in the semi-finals to get 240s, because then you're going into the final.
Final, and yeah.
Right. Where can you go? And I think he will.
250s!
Or 215s. It's gone terribly. I think they are managing expectations, but I think next week in the final, he is going to absolutely have a clean sweep of the board. I think he's going to get his 40s.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. And then we have the last two dancers we'll quickly go through. Chris and Karen do not a sexy rumba. They do a friendly rumba. They make that clear in advance because they do not have the ability to do the sexy
thing. Oh, yeah, it was a best friendly rumba.
Best friends rumba.
Oh.
Everyone's being friend-zoned.
Yeah.
They're really trying to make this podcast not work.
That's a sort of in-depth way of telling someone you don't fancy them.
Isn't
Let's just do a best friends rumba.
I think the best thing for this relationship is we do 13 weeks on Strictly Come Dancing, and at the end of the 13 weeks of being close together and our bodies constantly being, you know, mashed together and us spending all our time together, I will say I'd like to do with you a best friends rumba.
Oh, excuse me, do you want to dance? Well, only if it's a best friends rumba.
Oh, that's heartbreaking, isn't it? And they'd also dressed, you know, she was dressed beautifully, and they had him dressed. He looked a little bit like he was off to a mate's birthday party in a pub. He had a sort of Hawaiian shirt on that was a bit ill-fitting.
Do you think
but new, out of the packet.
Do you think he'd put that on after the judge's comments at the first, because it's just like, well, I'm going to have time to make that birthday party now.
Absolutely. I'm probably going to just nip straight out after this. I won't even wait for the result. You know, I really felt for her. She also, again, once again, was all dressed up, and he's dragging her down, not just in his dancing, but what he's wearing.
There was a bit where he pulled her backwards. Mm. He did that quick walk backwards, pulling your partner along, and that felt like the bit of dancing he'd done.
Yes, it did. You look at them, and they're like a couple that you know, and you're just going, you know, we used to say, God, you've done well, mate. You're batting above average. And then you're sort of going, yeah, I mean, it's definite. She really wants to get out of this. You know?
This is really awkward. Apparently they're doing salsa classes to try and spice things up. But,
They got 28 for this dance. I mean, Craig gave them a 4, and then they got 3 8s. And I think that was Craig's putting his foot down and going...
He was making up for giving them a higher score than Bruno, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. And that 4 was a... thumpingly bad mark at this stage in the competition.
That doesn't happen, surely. Not really. 4 in a semi-final.
No. And really, you only got those sort of marks when you were a joke act who was in much, much, much too long. And then Craig would be in going 4, and, you know, everyone would be sort of going, fair enough. But this one just felt, it was obvious he was going to go home this week.
Yeah.
And it just feels like to sort of go, here's my last mark for you, it's a 4. You know, give him a 6, he's still going to go home.
Yeah, you know, there is that. He's
big bully.
Come on, he's doing a best friend's rumba. Don't tread on his balls on the way out.
No, and poor Karen Harrow. She really did look... I mean, this is one of those great... You realise that Karen Harrow is never going to be an actress, because throughout the whole of this, she absolutely had the look of, I can't believe we're going home, from minute one. Karim and Amy then do their final dance, and it's the final dance of the show. They did an American Smooth. I've worked so hard, said Karim.
I don't understand what that means.
No, neither do I.
An American Smooth.
Again, I think it's slightly that 1940s thing,
yeah,
where it's a style of dancing where they came over and he's dancing like some kind of American Smooth. they danced to Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
I like that bit. That was
this
nice.
This again was a bit friend zoney, wasn't it?
Yeah, very friend zoney. I didn't. Mm-hmm. That was a, and that was that another one where there was a bit of waiting at the
yes.
beginning.
There yep.
was a bit of there waiting
was,
at the
and
beginning.
Then there was the awkward. We're looking at each other on the log, and she's going to say, oh, Karim, the night's been wonderful, but I've met a boy at an outward bound centre.
Yeah, she was sitting outside her caravan, and he seemed to be...
There didn't need to be a prop there, did
the
there?
The littlest hobo turning up.
It was a bit odd.
Yeah.
And then they danced very nicely, but I was bored by this dance a little bit.
As was Kevin. That was possibly my favourite bit of the whole show, because I became slightly obsessed with the dancers stood around at the back.
Gotcha.
When they were doing the Claudia. Well, two things. Yeah. So there's the running up the stairs,
yep.
which I think is the most horrible bit of the whole thing. Because obviously you think about, oh, what would I do? You know, what would be the most scary bit, running up the stairs
Isn't
after
it
the
mental
thing?
That there's a television show that's over split levels. This is the first ever split level telly show.
Top of the Pops was split level.
True, that's
Cindy
true.
Lauper ran up and played drums on the gantry. But yeah, so there's the running up the stairs, which is the most horrifying thing for me, because I would absolutely
stack it every time.
And lose teeth. But there was something brilliant about dancers who are no longer in it standing around at the back looking so bored. Kevin was picking at his fingers while Claudia was interviewing Karim and Amy. And he, like, a couple of times, like, he was picking at his fingers and then looked up when the scores came through and applauded and then went back to his fingers.
I noticed actually after this dance, Amy turned to the other dancers in there when they came up, and she was very much going, was it all right? Was it all right? Which is you don't normally see people doing that. That's the sort of first time I've seen that. But when people are doing that, you're going, oh, you felt in your heart that was not right. You just,
Ooh.
Something about it was lacking.
Yeah.
Oddly, the scores didn't seem to reflect that. There were 9, a 10, a 9 and a 10 for 38, which were high.
That's
but
pretty
I think,
good.
I think what they, of course, want to do is they just slightly want people to go, that Karim is overmarked. He's not as good as Kelvin. And so this is all part of their attempt to make sure that he doesn't win in the final.
Why are they? But
this is just supposition. Oh. They might not be doing that at all. They might be really
I mean,
nice.
They're probably quite sneaky though, aren't they?
I think you've got to be. I would be.
Yeah.
If I was running Strictly Come Dancing, I would be very sneaky about it.
What would your sneaky thing be in this week?
Oh, I'd have sex with Karen Clifton. yeah, this the dance that Karim and Amy did was... The judges really liked it. They sort of loved it, but none of them were raving about it. None of them were excited by it.
Yeah, didn't care
no,
about it
absolutely. They were like,
Although,
yeah, oh, it was so good. So good, yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't have the magic sort of... Amy then sort of really you're like a little brother to me.
Yeah.
I hope Karim's not in love with her.
Oh, God, imagine on telly.
I know. Ooh. Absolutely shunted.
Totally best friend rumbered.
That was the semi-finals of Strictly. We're going to go to the finals next week.
Ooh.
That is exciting. Carrie, you've only seen the one episode this series.
Yes.
Who is going to be your winner and who is going to be in second and third place?
I'm intrigued by Julia's theory about...
Emma Barton and Anton.
Yeah, and good old Tony Beak.
Yeah.
Because that's quite smart.
It's a good story, isn't it?
It is a good story.
And if you're the producers, you can actually let him go then.
Yeah.
On a big high.
I think if I were the sneaky producers, I would this week swap some people over and have Anton dance with Kelvin just to be absolutely sure.
And this is a great way as well to get into the issue they've had about same-sex dancers, which I think will be coming next year. So this would be a great way to launch that.
And given that the one thing I have seen about Strictly this year is that 200 complaints to the BBC or to Ofcom.
Yes, yeah.
About
two male dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's 100%, you know, obviously people have the right to decide what they want, but 100% I hope those people basically have really bad groin pain. I was trying to think of something that wouldn't make me the bad guy there. Yeah. I was trying to keep it nice enough that it was...
But I really do hope it has ruined their Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope they lose all their pens. I hope their front door lock breaks. And I hope one day they wake up and become nice.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to... It's worth saying, so Julia has made it clear to me that if she was a betting woman, which let me tell you, she is. She made a lot of money in the first week of this podcast. But James Cracknell would be the first person to be evicted.
Oh.
And he was. She would put her money on Emma Barton and Anton Dubec. I imagine you'd probably get the best odds for them as well because they seem outsiders to me.
Yeah, I think they look like number threes.
Yep. And I think the most exciting thing that can happen next week is a final between Kelvin and Emma Barton. Big brackets, Anton. I think this big fight between Anton and Kelvin is the best way the final could go.
Maybe just have a fight between Anton and Kelvin. Because it is probably Kelvin, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Except you can't trust the British public.
Exactly.
As we'll find out this coming Thursday.
If you've been pretty much the favourite since the day you danced on the first show, to be the favourite 15 weeks later, there's something about us that we, as a nation... We don't like to go, the obvious, safe and decent thing to do is to vote for Kelvin. We tend to like to go, here's a hand grenade, and it's ruined everything. Hooray for us!
It's a hell of a voting week, isn't it?
Isn't it just... Carrie Quinlan, thank you so much for coming in. Did you actually enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. Yeah. I did. It's long.
It is, isn't it?
But I did enjoy it. And I'm glad I've come in at this stage where the dancing's really good.
Yes.
Because I think the bits where they try and do comedy...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, quite.
If you're here for the first
small
week.
Small little fist in my chest.
Yeah, you're here for the first week, you get 13 dances, one off the other. And it's all basically people have done 3 weeks training. And it is just like, it's like going to a community centre. It really is. It's appalling.
It's still absolutely the reality competition show I do.
100%. I think you'd be really good at it as well.
I'd be terrible.
I think you'd be great.
No, I'd be absolutely. I'd be out in about week three.
Uh-huh.
Because people would feel sorry for me early on. But I'd really love to do it. And I would stack it on the stairs. No question. Absolutely no question.
That is almost, for me, that would be a thing. If I was a producer and I heard you say, I will guarantee that I'll knock my teeth out on the stairs. I would find it impossible not to immediately put a call through to your agent.
Fair enough.
So thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. It's finals week next week, so make sure you've got your champagne ready because this is finally over.
Do you mean your champagne?
So until next week, dear friends,
keep
listening, subscribing, putting the 5-star reviews,
and dancing.
Together.
That's what they do. And Julia will be back and she's actually, you know, knows what she's talking about. So, you know, good luck, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, she thinks Emma Barton's going to win, but apart from that, it's all fine. Bye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors on the Great Big Owl.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.